Shoes of memory. Volume of Sivan Go, Siv Gimel. I'm covering down when a person wants to walk with the Nachri takes with him, or really first lights a candle. Halacha is that the Mechamish has Nichol together of Tzarek Yisrael. And even though the Goy is going with him, you might think it's Nichol and Tzarek Akam, Zifush Bimotor. So this is for Ekad Yisrael, Nichol and Tzarek Yisrael, Oslo Hamais. Putting on the case of where the Goy lit it, Hamung the Mishmur of example, what happens when you do not walk with the Goy? But the Goy went by himself. So you can't say he kept taking the camel for Yisrael, but he went by himself with the Shlichus of Yisrael. So being down in this situation, L'maisit Smuter, he sends you to the Taz, the end of the Simon, Ke'inze, when a guy, a Shircho, she lit a candle to wash the Kelim over here. He's Mechadish that even though the Ikapula of walking there or washing the Kelim is for the Yid, but since the lighting of the candle in and of itself is no Hanok, the Gufa Dover, the Dover study, Nichol together is, he said over here, it's a Tzur for the Akum. And therefore, since he lit it, to wash the candles or to walk go there, afterwards you still can have enough in the candle because Nichol Negeder, she did it for herself, the Shivcha, or the guy did it for himself, and therefore Nichol Tzarek Akum, which is more to have enough afterwards. Now, Rosh Hashanah does speak out against the case of washing Kalim, that really depends why you light the candle for. If you're lighting it just to make the job easier, if you want to rinse it and you want to see what you're doing, that's Nichol Negeder, Tzarek for the Akum, the Shivcha. But let's say you want to do what it calls Niki Ayisaydi. You want to clean something very well to see exactly where to go and how to go clean it very well. So why light the candle for? Not for herself, it's to clean the kli better, because you can't exactly see where to go clean it. That be nichol together of Yitzhar Chisrael. And therefore to have enough in the candle afterwards, that'll be answer. I mean, most cases are just washing it and make it easier. But sometimes washing to see exactly what to go do, and the key is ID, that can be also Yisrael afterwards.
It's a very fine line.
That's like most halacha, right? There's always an issue they have to when you make the line over here. Sometimes it's a gray area over here. That means, let's say your person cannot. Oh, fine. That means so we have one case over here where the person is lighting the candle, the guy, to wash the kelim, and we can have enough from the candle afterwards. Building upon that, let's say not lighting the candle, but yet now you're heating up the water. I mean, standing a tell the shifra to wash a kli, and use cold water. She wants to use hot water. So first there are two akimtas. There's a case over here where there already is hot water in the boiler. She's taking out that water to use to wash the kli. What's the problem? When the Yisrael does it, cold water goes inside the boiler, gets cooked by the hot water that's there. It's the right sub-bishel. Agamus ain't miskaven. It's a case of sikresha. Sikresha, nichle, it's the right sub. Have we'll see lalocha negate to a guy you're going to pass, because there's no psik ratio by a guy. So, Sulimachim Atzarev. And the other lalocha will be that negate to a guy to use hot water from the boiler that already is there, be mutter. The Chanu discussed the case where there is only cold water.
What do you mean, no psik ratio by a guy?
There's no issa of psik ratio. That means, Magavam and Simon Shinidal Sivkotin Hei, being zan, that negate to a guy is issa of mir and anah when the act the iskim go do. But let's say David's study happens. There's no issur of mir l'nachri. That means you can ask a guy to something, for example, you can ask a guy to open up a seder b'alam Shabbos. Are you making a cap? Psik ratio. So this farm, there's no issur by a guy. By this kind of psik ratio. Another example, Moshe discussed is opening the refrigerator door in our Chaim Kalabayi's Simon Samachas. He writes over there, I want to tell a guy to open the refrigerator door when the light goes on. A light, the incandescent light bulb is there, so. But guy is mutter. I probably sells ushers in this cabin with a psik ratio. There's no issur psik ratio by guy. Now, refrigerators per se, the big tumul, refrigerators are nichol ein miskaven, or the nichol gena miskaven. That means the idea was hakimi the dirsh over here, being examined from Zalman and Eliashim. Refrigerators are nichol gena miskaven when the light goes on. Because how do you put on the line of the refrigerator? By opening up the door. That's how you do it. Fine, but mice in most places do not go this way. The ikurai, I want to point out, is psik ratio of layomo. She cut off the chicken's head, and that's called ein miskaven, the psik ratio. How do you kill a chicken? By cutting off its head. And even the Arfa Shabbos being down with Shmuel Orbach, that you don't understand Shannon's father, why open the refrigerator and definitely get in this cabin. So refrigerator is in this cabin. By Grace and Moshe, I paid the Mogar Vam, brought up by Mishibur numerous times, a little bit of cash to ambush the Mogar to, there's no secretion by Grace. Therefore, when you get hot water you already had, you want to open up and use it on Shabbos, other water comes inside, that's why is it ulcer? That's secretion. By Goy, there's no Isser to go tell him to do something that we pull of a psikresha. Tell a Goy to open up a refrigerator door, open up a soul valve, there's no problem at all. Even if it sounds soul valve is deraiso. Tell me Shalom is matter without that. Soul valve is deraiso, still is mutter. Wine valve is deraiso, still is mutter. Now, when you get to heating up water, but let's say there's only cold water over here, and now you want to get a boiler, tell the Goy to put on the red light, would it heat up on Shabbos? Now, the question is, why is he doing it for? He's doing it to make it easier to go clean the kelim. So they speak out to use the water afterwards that's hot. That you have a baya, shem yad b'shviloi, by my kiri is also. You can't use the water afterwards that's hot. That won't have the heter. Because by water, Gemara says, kubchabez, by water, baya, shem yad b'shviloi, that's my kiri. Shifka is my kiri. Now, in the case over here of doing the pula of the dishes over here that she's cleaning over here, the chora, why is she doing it for? So, most cases, use cold water, you don't care. And all that, I always tell the guy in my house, only do not use hot water. It saves a lot of issues to get the boss of a cholov. I tell a lot of people, whenever you have a guy or people clean these dishes in your house, tell them to use lukewarm or cold. Don't use hot. And it saves, over the years, it saves a lot of numerous issues. Because then you have kaling different sinks or you wash things together, it's not hot, no problem. So, it certainly can be cleaned that way. I take a little more time over here, a little bit harder, not that great. So, the etzem, they can do it with lukewarm water, even cold water. So why should you do it for? It's easier. It's for herself. It's our car. It's quicker for her. We'll get schmack for her. Therefore, the water that's being heated up to the Shemir Shabbos and the Shdomboch and the Chodesh Shani, the Zriel Orbach and the Kopshitz and the Riel Noch or for Shabbos, all on Tainach, it's also going to be water. Just like by the Ner, so the Mishbruah, the Taz, the idea of the Ner is the Tzarka. You're also heating up the water. It's also the Tzarka. And the Orch Shabbos does say, Dafka, when you do not tell during the week, you have to use hot water. Because some people, for hygiene reasons, they want dark hot water. Therefore, she knows in Shabbos, say nothing, that means hot water. In essence, you're telling her. But in most cases, I think most people are not really that makbid. And Kalami should not be a problem.
But it's cleaner.
Again, cleaner, I mean, I think, I'm not sure, again, with CS-wise, are you makbid, do you really care? They're all clean. Some of the reason they can use hot water in the Shiva, it's not that clean. Some mountain houses use cold water and it is clean. It depends how well the poly you do it, love dark hot water, it might just help you. But the yeshiva has hot water. The Mashiach will tell you, for some odd reason, you should love what happens over here.
And
I say, switch to plastic, you know. Okay. Now, there is a shadow here. You have to analyze what just happened over here. We're saying to light the candle, to wash dishes, or to hot water, no problem. The question is, coming from Shlomo Zalman, he wants Taina. There seems to be a very missing part over here. That where is it happening? In the bias of Yisrael. In the bias of Yisrael, the loch is in simulation base, says the Machaber. By kotzatz, even the kotzatz is also. Mishvuz mechamt v'chay odom, even the der kol ear kotzatz is also. So how in the world can we let a goy in a Jewish house use hot water? Mice is a bai shei solom, loch is being done over here. There, Shlomo Zalman says there is no heter of hot water in a Jewish house. The Shulchan Levi of Belskim has a shuba about this. One time that those being makel, are you chalami dak in the case where the goy in the Jewish house has a special place where he washes the dishes, kain his own mocker.
Why the net is
mentioned in the house? Don't say where it was. Don't say where. Maybe it's a goyish house. It's very.
Told him to bring the net.
Yeah. Actually, Shlomo Zalman wants to be chadish that putting on there. I think on that time was Shmuel from Shlomo Zalman. That there for 1 second is nichle get it. Nobody have a bias of Yisrael, which is a massive chadish. Pasha question not to
Machal. It's still the yid stuff,
even if it's a goyish house. Yeah. So Maisa, the bias has numerous places. We discussed washing dishes. Not going to be a bias of Yisrael. Who the terrors is. Either can answer how the Pesach Tshuva says, or Kain Zeh, we saw right from Moshe, is that what is the story of the Isser of Baish Lo Yisrael? It's very clear the story says Mishabuah, because it looks like there's a case of a Tzibur. And therefore, Choshes, Shlichos, Mitzavo. So the Pesach Tshuva is, when you tell a guy to wash the dishes, everyone knows how to wash the dishes, and why don't you put on the hot water? It's no Mars Ayin. Everyone knows she did it for herself. That's how it's done that way. No one tells the guy to use hot water. Tells her to wash dishes, and she does what she wants herself. Therefore, you spoke out by the liver maid, by Moshe discussing, how about liver maid, you let her do numerous offers. And one of the cases is washing dishes with hot water, ka'inze. Says of Moshe and brought up a simple bottom. They said, why? Because everyone knows that you tell at the beginning, and everything's done by yourself naturally without a tzivoy. Without a tzivoy, even the bain shall you sell the mice's mortar, and the simple bottom exam, who said it? Shlomo Zalman. And the Shandberg, and Dine Fisher, a little bit of theory of Shlomo Zalman. But the issue is that the whole issa, bain shall you sell, when people think, Farsight, you told her. People do not think Zetziva over here. They don't think Zetziva should not be a problem, and therefore it seems to be most from a makel to let the girl use a hot water in the bias of Yisrael.
Is Shlichos Zetziva
They're intertwined, not the same words, so certainly intertwined one with another. Now, coming out.
There's also a problem in Bathasrum?
Yeah, there could.
So, the Al Yirav's din of if we do out the light.
Could be over here. I wouldn't see it's doing it for himself. Again, like, if you go to these cells, you don't see it over here.
Yeah, so you only if he did.
Can't I? No, yeah, you have to answer. So, I went through washing dishes number one, the light. Number two, heating up the water. So, the third thing, can you use the dishes? By discussing over here, the washing dishes, can you use the dishes? So, Kamalung of Shlomo Zalman wants to machalik, why is the hot water being used over here, with light? Well, I say the hot water was done because she wants her hands to be cool, not to be cold, for herself. Navadi, use the dishes. He's doing it because the shum of this fat cell over here to get it off. So, why is he putting on the hot water? For the Yisrael. So, you want to take off the fat, you cannot use the dishes. Because that's the Tzarki Yisrael. Meiser, his son, Bezirlovach, disagrees, and the Kovshis disagrees. The Chodah, the steams that swarm with Meiser is to not machalik whether you're taking off the fats or not. And the Chodah, two swarms why. Really, mainly, one main swarm is one, we get to a sugya in Simish Zayin, we get to look at Kulad Nosh Lili. Somebody has a no from the fact to tell Goy to put on the light, and he did it by Isser, you cannot have enough of the light. We'll get to the locha when the Goy turns off the light for Yisrael, you last sleep in the room. I put on the light, you cannot read a book. But to turn off the light, you last sleep in the room. Why last sleep in the room? So the Polish came, it's not enough for UV, the beginning at the pool I did, they had the light on. It's enough Shalili that now there's no light, you left with darkness. Who created the darkness? Whether Kosh Baruch Hu created that is the absence of light. Among the Shoinim and Baal Kabbalah Kedaimah, but actually the Goy did not have anything to do with darkness. That's called Nosh Shlili's Mutter. Shlili and negative is like the Chiv is not yet to go give your friend something. The Chiv is not do something to your friend. Don't do the Chavecha Loi Sabin. So, come along the Chuap, the idea of not having Shum there, not as a clean plate, is really a better man Nosh Shlili over here. You took off something that's bothering you, took away the light. It's no shlili. You can ask the Chorah no in the case of a situation with no shlili. A fourth thing we get for these dishes over here, let's say you did not do any malachas. That means you did not put on the light, not heat up the water, there's no problem over here. The Maaseh, come along the guy, and he'll have to do the Kelim watch of Shabbos, and he'll choose to wash the Kelim on Shabbos for the week. But you still go do it, it's Issa Vachonah. Simchon Chavav. Says the Machaber, you cannot wash the dishes for Mosh Shabbos. It's a Gemara, Kofi Gimel. Washing dishes in the Mice is also for Mosh Shabbos. Sigur Vachono, Aftercho, Om Bechol, whatever the reason is. So can a Goy do Achono? What's for yes to do Achono? The Swar they want Taina Alpi the Marsham. The Issa of Bechol, even to have the Sigur Tercho. You find, when the Goy is washing it, I have no Tercho. Again, that's my only Shabbos. So, mamish matter my achono, because I have zero. My oinig is my geshmaka is washing someone else washing dishes over here. Should be mutava as achono. This is my shamel answer and sperm. And somehow the comments of Shabbos from Shmuel Miller, he went this way. Meisa is a b'shmuel and Athaway, a rabbi Athaway, for Godim. Most places can disagree, there's no heter achono by a goy on Shabbos. Why? Because the clause negate to Milanachi, whatever you soak cannot do, a goy can't do. It's not, if you soak can do it for whatever reason is, we have an issue. Why? Because Zozel Shabbos or Mitzad, it looks like he's a shliach for me, I'm going to do it on Shabbos. And even though all pulls of a guy, he's mutter, Goy Shabbos, the Maisa is Chai Jisro, Maisa is still the end that he's doing it for me, it's also. So Chol is also by a guy that's being done for Yisrael. And so the question over here is, that you have this Nochi, that's going to clean the dishes on Shabbos, he wants to clean them on Shabbos, with cold water, without putting on the light. Are you the Maisa allowed to have, are you allowed to do it in your house? Numerous times, the person has a kiddush, and the guy comes early to wash the dishes. He's taking away the dishes, whatever it is, or he's cleaning them now. He can come either on Shabbos or on Shabbos. They come, they have a job, they were hard to do the dishes. So, come on, there's one time, the Maaseh, it's a house of Yisrael, nearby you, come on, Chodashani, Shagamayah, the Maaseh, they want to come on to answer it. How's this doing luck for you in the house of Yisrael?
He's not doing
luck. He's doing a cholot, a cholot is also.
It's chatzah, but I don't know shit.
Oh, so come outside of Sheni, that those one time they want to ask us by so you throw, come with Shmir Shabbat Kochosai, come with Nasha Klein, come with Strumbach, Shai Dubitsky, Lachamanayev, Kopshiv is real about this place one time, Mice, at the end of the day, it's Kotzatz. His choice to Moshe Shabbos, he wants to end his job earlier because Moshe Shabbos, he wants to go somewhere. So do Mamash for himself. I have a Baya again, it's Baya Shal Yisrael. So either you can say again, there's no Shash of a Tzivoy, a Baya Shal Yisrael, because everyone knows, do whatever he wants. And not after you eat, told him to go do it on Shabbos. That Yishlok, why that's so. But it says in Melacha Menayach from Zilberstein, when you see a guy washing Kalim on Shabbos, do you know if it's a Tzarech Shabbos or not? The Melacha is that washing Kalim on Shabbos, you need one Kli to wash all the Kalim. That's what you're asking. Might be a mile not to, not the best thing, but you're allowed to. So when a guy sees, so you see a guy washing Kalim, you have no idea what the reason behind it is, why he's doing it for. So there's no Issa that you seek per se. So no Tzivu even Issa over here. And he didn't do a Tzivu over here. The one time, therefore, a guy who has a choice, what are you going to do it, can't do it on Shabbos.
So why you can't say a Tzivu?
Tzivu. He's doing it. I can't tell him to do Malacha on Shabbos.
You could do it.
If I'm doing it for one Kli, I'm allowed to tell him. I'm not saying I'm not doing it for one Kli. I'm doing it for Moshe Shabbos. But the lawyer won't be, when he sees it, he doesn't know.
Somebody used
to work with me. Aroma's Motoso, I'm asking. But even without that, without coming to Roma, without anyone using it, still it's Motor, says Lacha Menayach. Still it's Motor. Now, the court is the case that for Kotzatz. I mean, let's say numerous times it's Skiryoi. I mean, you're paying the fee the hour. Speaking of simple bondage, he says, by living maid, they can wash dishes. Why? Because they'll either wash Shabbos or Shabbos, that's their job. But in the case of Zeret, people get a couple of hours during the week. That's not Kotzatz, they're getting paid by the hour. They don't do the dishes now, they're not going to do the dishes later, you're going to do the dishes. So numerous times people hire a maid 3 times a week or 2 times a week that won't have the answer to be done on Shabbos. Because they don't get to do it, they get hired to work for say 3 hours on Shabbos. They'll come earlier, they have no head to do things in the Osir. Because the amount of job is 5 hours and they only finish in 3 hours, they won't do the other 2 hours worth. That means this head to stop to someone who's cut up to wash the dishes. That means usually when you hire for a simcha, part of the job is to wash the dishes. So that's their job. They're picking one to go do it. But that's for it was for simcha. But for a maid that comes to you 2 weeks, who won't have that heter. That's not going to get him scared. Just say how Shlomo Zalman came out, they gave to washing Kalim. Really, there are, without putting in the bayah of a bayah for Yisrael, basically there's a case of the light, the case of the hot water. Shlomo Zalman really comes out, there can be 3 different ways of washing the Kalim. Be what he calls it a nikur mushlam, getting the job done well, taking off the fats. There's something called niki yisaydi, to get to see where to go clean. Something called stam, you want to heat up the water, why to make sure he's not that cold. It says all three have a different halacha. Negate the case where you want to get off the fats, niki mushlam, to negate the light of other smutter. Why do it for yourself? If it's not study, you have not afterwards. Masha enkein to use the plate afterwards, then he answers. With the key isoidi, he says, side the light inside the kli is also. With heating up the water beside her hands, side the kli inside the plate of my salmoter. So you read him slowly, he comes out, when she's washing Kalim, knows, everyone calls him Magabab, my salmoter, Mishabru over here, not Magabab, Mishabru and Taz, my salmoter, you have to know what exactly is happening over here. And of course, all 3 cases over here comes out, it comes very simple. Enough for the shifcho, then you'll have a lot of it. Enough for Yisrael, you can have a lot of it. But on all 3 cases, in the gate of the water, you still always have an Isser, Shemiyah B'Shilai. That means, whole time about the Ur and the Kalim. But the water, you have a Bayah, Shemiyah B'Shilai, in case of Merkiri.
Where's the
Abu
B'Shilai? What are they
going to
do?
They'll heat up more water. They'll take more water.
My water. Dishes are done.
My food, don't worry about it. No, whatever, you want more water for the person who holds other dishes, other things.
Same switch.
Nel Echa Nel Amea. Have to think about it. Now, come over with Ramah in the big exam. Till now, discussing that the idea of lighting candle, heating up the water, lock being done. Come over with Ramah, big exam, case of being metalto the nerve. Being down the base, Yosef has the Meister of Beretam told the guy to metalto the nerve. No problem. Beni Ruchum, Maram Wunderberg, the guy is Mordechai, the Meister and Lambi metalto the nerve. Now, first, decide why the Beretam wanted metalto the nerve. Points out the Machzah Shekel, which is Shad the Mogavrom, and the Goyin says also, that the Chorah Ben Tam is Lishitosai. Before we get to what comes out over here, Ben Tam, we know the Lokan Simon Shinchot Beis of Yud. Over there, the Machav brings down, based upon the Mishnah, the Kufa Beis, the Mishnah over there says, take water out of the Ner, and the water out of the well, to give the animals to go drink, then why is it depends if those foods are sold to our chakam? Fresh the Beitam, why is it a case giving the behemoths? Why not a case of Lishtiyo? For you to go drink. Sinner Beitam, you suid and hulchas and no for Maisa Shabbos. The whole entire Isser is that we cannot get that Noah that way. And Yidkun went down into the well and drank it. Therefore, even though he bring it to you and did an Isser for you, even in case there is no Maisa and Mutter, but you have no problem. Why? Because you can't get that Noah the other way. Agam, you got that Noah this way, the Maisa is Mutter. Therefore, says Shadow here in the Mokha Vrom, Kunim Beitam, could he still walk there without the Nair? Yeah, he can walk there. Now the guy is going there with the Nair. He told the guy to go carry it with him. Maiso, can you have it over here? Okay, he took it for himself, he went with him. What to learn later? You can lech him and lechat to the Dolik. Let him go tell him. I come to my town, why be the Chachilo? Since Maxa Shekel over here is even better. Over there, by the case of the water, you cannot have enough of the water over here. Another one is only go down to the well. In our situation, you could have a Hano without the candle, and you could have went there and got the object you're going to. So it's even better than the case of Beitam in Shnichofe Sefiud. So come on, going to Beitam, telling a guy to take the candle and go there, you're not getting any Hano, Betzim. You're getting no Hano. You're getting there, it's helping you out, but Betzim, you could have got there anyway. So going to Beitam is very simple what the law is. A guy takes a candle, and you're allowed to walk with him, not going to get a Hano. If so, the question here is that Luchura, the local here is very clear that telling a guy to go take a candle to walk with Yisrael on Maisa's mutter. The local is in the Rishain test, we're learning the Sugya Muxo, over there the Machaber brings down that the question is can you, a Nair when it goes out, and we know a Nair on Shabbos, it's an Eish. On Shabbos, the Muxo Mach Maskufoy, when it goes out, we have a problem, we can just say Benesh Moshe, it's Katari Kuliyoymoy, and then it cannot be Metalkal. Can you make it tonight and say, I'm not Mekatzadas, come on Shabbos, and there goes out, and we talk to the Nair. Mechab Bivdan Machalikus among the Rishonim. Come on, Gremoni Paskins. The loch is, Ayide Goy, with half the sheets that I make, and I can still go tonight. And Ramah says, Stam Das, it's night, and therefore on Shabbos, you can tell a Goy to go with a candle, why Nichol get it tonight? We have what Ramah says, that walking with a candle, it's how to still go tonight. And here the boss says, even the lit candle can move by a case of a guy. In fact, the Mughal over here and over there, in Rishayin Bov and Rishayin Tess, Chorus Tirus Ramal. But I'm saying the only reason after when Atilam Matatul tell us to give tonight, Mashayin over here says, even lit, go tell the guy, go Matatul lit. Chorus Tirus, if you can Matatul lit in there, it's only when the light goes out without us to give tonight. So the Shach that the Mughal might have brings down, he wants to answer the chilk over here with the guy being Matatul also for himself. Mashenki, the Rishayin test, we can tackle only for the Yisrael. Only for the Yisrael. Point to the Mach of Rome explains the Makshah Shekel, the Chor, that cannot be Pshat over here. Because where is the Makot? Be Matir from Beta Tam. According to Beta Tam, you're allowed to do it even for the Tzarek Yisrael by itself. Even after the Tzarek Yisrael. Why is he having enough of it? That means the Shach's Terrence, point to the Makshah Shekel, is not good. Once, we don't go like the Beta Tam. Maybe. But at the time he's being matter, whether it's Tzarek Yisrael or not, or it's Tzarek Yisrael by himself, or Tzarek the guy, together with it. No chilek over here. He didn't come up with a Mokavom, he's saying the Hilchus Mukhtal. That means really the Sugya is not negated the idea of a Mil Nochri, it's intertwined a Mil Nochri with the Sugya Mukhtal. The Kamal says, the Locha is that since Yisrael could be Matatal Mukhtal, Tiltal Minasad, Tzarek Dover Heter, therefore a guy can take a candle. When is Tzarek Dover Heter? I'll just explain what that means. To get to Muksa, there are two categories. There's something called Muksa Machmas Gufay. That means a rack on Shabbos has no use. Money, the barter system has no use. And a fire is not tangible, it's not a kli. Bosses, Muksa Machmas Gufay. There's something called a kli shemach to lisser. It's a kli that does isser. A pen, a kli does isser. A pot, kli shemach to lisser. The loch is, to get to a Muksa Machmas Gufay, you cannot move, not start with Mekoymoy, not Mechamel itself. I think everyone knows what those words mean. You cannot move a rock because you want to make it the doorstop. So it was also mechamel itself, the body can't. A klishim lachle iser, a pen. You want to move it to scratch your back, so that's mutter. You want to move it, why mechamel itself? Because it's going to get ruined in the sun. That's also over here. That's first a basic piece of the muksa. The loch is negated to muksa machle skufa, even though it cannot move for anything. But the loch is when it's tiltul minatzad, we'll find what that means. And it's Tzarek Dover Heter, then it can move Mukhtamach Maskufay. You want to take a rock. We have books, you approve them on the table. It says the Mishmur want to take a knife and push it away. He wants the place to be clean without even the single graph shari. Says the Mishmur, up in the Taz, the Mice, it's water. Why? It's tilted on that side. You took a knife, you pushed away the crumbs. Now you can put your plate over here. I spoke to Machmas Gufa, the Mice, it's water. Tilted on that side, served over a heter. Building upon this, by Muxa Machmas Gufa, where they racked in the case of Bustle over here, it comes out, Negator Goy, he is like tilted on that side. It's the same side over here. You're not doing it through a knife, you're doing it through a guy. He is the Metzad over here. When is it what's the Metzad? Serve Dove Heter. I mean, Serve Dove Isser is no Heter. I mean, you want to take the crumbs and push it away because you want to save the crumbs for whatever reason, that there won't be a Heter. But you want the Mokim, there will be a Heter. So, Lochavi, when you're taking, moving the Ner on Shabbos over here, you say the Muxo, you're doing wine to use the Ner, that's the Metzad, Serve Dove Heter. So, you can take the candle and move it, Tilt Metzad, Serve Dove Heter. We'll get to what it means Heter. That's the case over here. It's a good question. Awesome question.
You need
Mash Enkin, Reishain Tess, removing the Nair, why? Means that you want to save the Nair. You won't get fall off the table. This cup will be in the Nair because I'm in the cup. They're held. If you fall, knock over, break the glass over here. That Tiltum and Sad served over Isser, that you won't have a Heter Regoi. Yatan, come on to the Sugiv tonight. That's why you can go move it. That's the Geta Muxamach Maskufoi. The Geta Sugiv Klisha Malach Le Isser. Look, anyway, to a group of Kaimah is Mutter. Over there, the Klal Mishmur of Paskin, Simon Shin Ches, the loch over there is that a guy can do even Mechamel itself. That means the guy is always one dargo better than Yisrael. By Muxa Mach Maskufoi, a guy can, a Yisrael cannot do a regular Tiltul. That's a group of Kaimah or Mechamel itself. Mashengen, a guy can do to a group of Kaimah, but not Mechamel itself. We'll get to it. Now, before we get to answer your question, first it comes out over here that this idea that we tell a Yisrael, to tell a guy to move a candle, it's called Tilt Matzad, Tzarek Tov HaHeter, again, that's the Mishmur's Veik that he says that, come from the Magavim over here. His words are, we're not going to be Matah only B'nai Torah. Why? Because otherwise, Amaratza Medim Oslam Israch. We can be Margol, we call him the Shabbos, and this whole Tov HaHeter is only by B'nai Torah. Now, the words of Piskei, he says, and not Noshim Uktam, and not Neged of Neitario. People, in fact, I said those words last couple of hours. Not Noshim Uktam, people act like Noshim Uktam, not Neged of Piskei Chu is over here, says it on this Mishnah Brewer's ID. Okay? Not me, don't blame it on me. But the Maisa, the odd, and most places can bring down the Mishnah Brewer that Moravam, Dafkim Neitario, Tara Shabbos, the Graz, or Chashulchan, Tara Shabbos, and most of our Pagam, is a Hashem, Moshani points out, that Shabbos, and the Kaisol, even for everybody, to tell a guy to move a candle. So Shabbos goes away, Shlomo Zalman says in a minute, not to worry about this Mishnah Brewer. The Milanochi goes this way, the Arskel, the Sumgabon, the Milanochi, Michael, even by everybody. Mice and most of them do not go this way.
He does not say the words acting like
Noshim Uktam. He said Noshim Uktam in a Chab Neitaro. That means anyone who acts like Noshim Uktam will not be Neitaro. That's the Yisoid. What does that mean? What does that mean? Noshim Uktam, not Neitaro. That's still a kolshkin, right? That's a kolshkin, not Neitaro. Your Rebbe, the Tank Rav, says that what's Pshat in the Gemara at the end of the first paragraph of Vasra about Oilei Shabonim Nekevis? I mean, the whole. So he said the words of the Bonim who act like Nekevis. And he was giving a drush in the shul, the Oilei was schmoozing during diving. People talk during diving, Oilei. People talk, that's what the Gemara means over here. Right? It's not just him, it's a Sefer. And it's not just him, the Ra'al's brother, the Sefer Achayim. Ra'al's brother, Sefer Achayim, he writes that's Pshat in the Gemara. That's who writes Pshat is. He writes Sefer Achayim, writes Oile Bom Nekevis. About women are amazing. Not just God. Minim Bini Yisayra. Bini Yisayra they have over here. About they're amazing. What? Also Miri. Fine. So it's your rabbi told it to you when you weren't speaking, the other people were speaking the shul. Fine. No, that I know. That is called Gechol Kenzai. That's the same. Ain't no use to have to say Elam Neitaro. Oh, so we get to bring Masim in the Chavur. We'll get to the Yashim's massive Chavur. We'll get to that. If that's what you mean. By the way, so we have a Lamdasi Seder here that the idea of Tokim Mansad, a Goy is Nichol in the category. Now, first, the Chura, just to understand certain things that came out, this Sugya and people are hacking over here, is that we have this Sugya called first Tokim Mansad, there's something called Tokim Begufay. Two different things. That means the Machabin, Simishni Aleph, Sukhes, that brings down the Torah, Api the Rosh. There are two ways of being mental to something on Shabbos. There's something called Tiltim Natsat. Then you take a knife, push comes away. That's only Mutter Tzark Dover Heter. Tzark Mekleimai, Tzark Dover Heter. Mash Enking says the Machabra, Api the Torah, Rosh. Doing Tiltim Begufay, you want to kick Muksa with your foot. That means, let's say you have Muksa on the floor, and someone's going to step in and break it, and Muksa Machma Skufay Mamish. Loch is you let it kick it away with your foot. Tiltim Begufay is Mutter, even the Tzark Dover Isser. If so, you can ask an obvious question. If you still could metal to something till the Beguvay Tzarek Tov Yisr, so now let the Goy be metal to be a Dayim, because if you still can go do it, then now you Goy also do it, even though Tzarek Tov Yisr. Well, that could Tzarek Tov Yisr. So, the Gras has his way to answer, but the way how Shalom Zaman or Shabbat they want to answer, very simple. We know the Sugya Tiltum and Tzad, the words of the Shulchan Aruch is, Loish Me Tiltum. That means something that means Silo Tilman Tzad, Shmei Tiltul, but Mutter Tzarek Tov Heter, a Goy is Shmei Tiltul, but he's called Tiltulman Tzad. But Tiltul, that's Meguva, is Loi Shmei Tiltul. So we can't get a Goy to do an act of Tiltul.
Why do you have to do Tiltul?
Comes before, it doesn't come before. There might be a Mila to it, but there's no Chiyah to go do it. I mean, the boys can bring me out the Mila, but no Chiyah. Now let's first answer what's going on over here. Now there are two points of Muksa that are very important that come out from this sugya we spoke out of then, we'll speak out again. Again, we have a case of Tiltum Natsad, that's more than Sarf Dover Heter. We have sugya of Tiltum Begufay, that's even Sarf Dover Isser, no problem. The Mishnah, where it's coming from, is on Tiltum Aleph from an Aleph. The Mishnah was discussing Kash Shal Gaber Mito. He has a screw on top of the bed. Over there, Rashi says you want to move the screw off the bed to go sleep on this bed over here. The mice that's mutter. The question is, can the person be metalt from the cash to use the cash on Shabbos? Because he wants to sleep on the cash. He wants to push around the cash in his body and use the cash. Is that called Tzarek Dover Heter or Tzarek Dover Isser? Why? Are you allowed to sleep on the cash? Yes, you're allowed to. So the Shtamshus is the Shtamshus of Heter. But the cash is Isser, is Mukso. So is a Shtamshus called Tzarek Dover Heter? Or at the end of the day, it's Tzarech the Isser, because I'm using Isser. Is that called Tzarech Dover Isser, Tzarech Dover Heter? So the Ram writes, the person wants mentality with Bani Kol Steam upon it. He said the person can be Mekol Nichol and Dover Tzarech Dover Heter. The Rosh of the Sugya does not seem to go this way. It seems to be Machlokes Rosh versus the Ram. They point out, Luchur over here, why are you moving the Ner? The Ner Be'etzem is Isser. Everyone agrees the Ner is Isser. Except you're allowed to use the light of the Ner. Avadi, you last it by the Shabbos meal, use the light. The Shtamshus of the Ner Lamaisa is Mutter. So, what do we see over here? What are we calling the Ner? Is it Tzarek Dover? Is it Tzarek Dover Heter? To answer all the questions over here. The Mishnah Berurah is saying we don't look at Tzarek Dover Isser at the Heter Shabbai. Look at Tzarek Dover Isser, what? The Shtamshus. The Shtamshus is Heter, called Tzarek Dover Heter. A Chiddush over here from the Mishnah Berurah. And best to look at the Sugya that traces over there, and that from Gimel, the Rashba, the Ritva. And the Graz over here says, what are you talking about? He wants to argue the point. The Graz, the Chanish says, no. And there is the Chalagetah, Tzarek Dover Isser. Could we look at the Chetzor? That means the Chanish wants to argue on the Mishnah, but you say over here, what is the Shtamshus of Isser? The Shtamshus of Isser is called the Shtamshus of Heter, but the Chetzor is Isser, Tzarek Dover Heter. That's clear in the Mishnah. Appeal these to Shainim. What do you say if I can't? The Chetzor is Isser, it's called Tzarek Dover Isser.
It's the Rush,
It's the Rosh sounds like Tzarek Dover Isser, and the Chanish wants to say this over here. They do point down the Chor a little bit, so, oh, I know the Kasher. Maizik Hamath Al Mishnah Berurah is calling it Tzarek Dover Isser. And so, the question is, if they want to call it Tzarek Dover Isser, what Pshat Ham over here? That means, if you look at the Graz, you have the whole of Malach of the Sugyo. The Isser Chan can ask, what's Pshat the Chan is? How in the world can you move a Ner to a Goy? Don't have this Heter. So, in Shrein Alokas, he writes, Tzarek, if there's not no Pshat, if the Chanish is arguing on them or not. So maybe the Chanish is coming to argue them all. Why can Nichol Tzarek Dover Isser? Fine, but let's go with the Mishnah Berurah. We see a Yisrael over here
The Mishmur is saying.
The Bank is hard to send this one because you're not allowed to move tilted in that time.
No, the Chalish holds you are allowed to go. It's not only the Mechaber, it should be the Alps and Chalish. The Alps would defy the Tilt of Mansar, but not only. No. Again, the only Shreya Lokh is asking only Mitzat. He argues what's called Sarat of the Heter. Again, the Machlaik is it there Sarat of the Isser? You look at the Heter, you look at the Shapshis. Don't think so. And the Shreya Lokh is a Tzarchin of that, the Chalish arguing. But Meister, come out from the Shabura, and you say the Muksa is called Sarat of the Heter. I mean, you want Muksa to use, you allow to use the Shabbos, it's called Sarat of the Heter. A second point you see over here, and what defines tilt of Metzad, what defines tilt of Megufay? Let me use an example. Let's say your freezer breaks, you have meat inside, you want to save it. Very simple, move it with your mouth. Right? Take that meat, let on its side, meat is Muksa Bezman, you want to take it out and move it to another freezer, take it out with your mouth. You want to move it with any part of your body, the mice, it's mortar. Now, to go take the meat, oh, that's fine, what that means over here. That means Muksa. Go do it, tilt of now, move your shoulders, move your head. Now, what defines tilt of Megufay? That means Avata, to move any Muksa with your foot, is tilt of Megufay. Moving Muksa with your head, with your shoulders, is tilt of Megufay. What about moving with the back of your hand? Is back of your hand tilt of Megufay? Tilt of Megufay. So Mishmur writes over here, Achur Yodov, is calling it tilt of Megufay. And then we'll have to come on, Dafka Tzarek Dove Heter, not Tzarek Dove Isser. That means even though it's not the normal thing to go do, but he calls it Tiltum and Atzad. That means Mishmur is coming out, Tiltum and Atzad is either Alidei Dove Acher, or using a hand that's also not the normal way of doing things over here.
Is a clipper Tiltum and Atzad?
What?
Clipper.
Yeah, no. So there's. Mekul Mishmur, yes. What's wrong with Mekul Mishmur, yes. Now the Arsher in Sfarim, let me look at the grass over here. He wants a taino that Achur Yodov is called Tiltu Begufay. Strange. The grass wants to argue. The Numis Sfarim go like the grass. The Numis Sfarim said, go like the grass. Mishmur is not that way. Numis Sfarim point out, whoever goes like the grass, point out Mishmur did not say those words. To say Islam Dafka, like certain people are trying to go say over here, that's the Chiddush. Mishmur is a Tiltu Metzat Sfarim Tov Eheter. I would not say Islam Dafka, Chashu Sholem. My son, they come down with Mishmur that Achur Yodov is going to get a Tiltu Metzat. Void. He says over here a case of Atsila Yodov. What's Atsila Yodov? What does he mean? How is he carrying this nail over here? No one's carrying the nail Achur Yodov. No one's doing that. So he's doing Atsila Yodov. So Atsila Yodov, the Chorob means, not what he's saying, it means you put a candle over here, you're holding like this, you're walking like this. That's the Chorob what it means,
okay,
right?
Okay. Fine,
right?
Not an elbow
like this. No one's like this. Fine, go like this.
Okay.
Now also, what is that exactly? What's the Mishmur calling it? Numerous Farben call that a case of Teltu Begufay. Mishibuvi is clearly not saying that, called Tilton Metzad. He's saying those are his words. He says it's not interchangeable because it gives you the color of it, Sarf Dov Eter, not Sarf Dov Eter, not Mecham Letzel. That's not what it says over here. So, Kamel Lechoda, Vonakun Mishibuvi comes out that what is Tilton Begufay? Anything that's not your hand, your head, your shoulder, your feet. Kun Mishibuvi, things that are being done through your hand, is Nichol Tilton Metzad. You can either say, because anything that's associated with the hand, that's how you move things. Or you can say there's different levels of something that's not normal, something that's strange. But I think they get it, anything that's to do with your hands, it's Tilton Metzad. Now, to get it out, what's an elbow? The Moshe wants to say an elbow is definitely get it, Tilton Begufay. For the Mishnah, Yishlon is the Tilton Begufay, not Yishlon, Yishlon. But I say, we see in the Mishnah that this case over here is Tilton Metzad, that's what you're the Tilton Metzad. They were only in the game to talk to the Heter. I mean, to come out, we see two years later in the game to Sugyo Mokso. We spoke about them, but we see from over here. The number one Tzarek Tov Heter was something that Chetz is Isser, the Shtamshes of Heter, it's called Tzarek Tov Heter. And number two, we see what is defined Tiltu Metzad, Tiltu Begufay, the Achur Yodim, and Sili Yodim is not like the grass over here. He writes over here, Tiltu Begufay, it's called Tiltu Metzad. But Shmuel didn't see the grass, and they took the word Tiltu Metzad over here. Now, till now we're discussing when you move a candle. That the case over here is the case of Shaiva. What about the case of moving a candle that's the case of Shemin over here? The vibe on the case of Shemin is when you every time you move it back and forth, the oil goes up and down, and you're Makar of the Shemin, and doing Avora Vikira, Avora Kivoy. Is there a chilik in the case over here where the guy is moving the candle, walking with you, case of Neshal Shemin? So the Mishmur, Makavro, Migdal, the same as the Chernus, the Maisi, he wants to ask Shash,
Issa Torah of Or Kivri. Magavram goes on further and says, however, not the way. Number two reasons. One, the Makar Shabbat, he says, when the Chazal say Ner Dolok, Ner Chazal meant also Nashal Shemen. Meant Dafka Nashal Shaiva. But the Sosim means both. That's how they had in those days. Those days they had oil. And Al Pisar Shabbat, he says, this is the case of Edom Eskavin. I go back and forth by Goy, Edom Eskavin, the secretion of my says Mutter. I mean, this is Magavram, the Shitos, and I go to Shinin Dan Sakonei. There's no Issa secretion by Goy. That means he says, the Makar Shabbat and the Havad Shabbat, the Maish Shabbat, not the same as Achrinus. That's the Matan Yehuda, that's the Eli Rabba, the Freeman Godim, the Shlokalachim, Shittim, like Mordechai, the Graz, or Choshuvan, others. Asar HaShani. Kireg over here, the Lasham, the Gola, the same as Achrinus, they want to answer it. I read the Mishnah Brewer, the Kot Lam, the Shara Tzi, and he says, the Maish says, Nochi Lahachmer, not to go quick, only to go slow. Should not be a Bayah of Kiva and Avara. The Chorah of the Shaila over here is, why we hear is the Mishavua come along to be Machma in the case of desecration. That means there are numerous Mishaburas that we came across that seem to be Makel, straight up. In a Kashu, another place, there's a certain mysterious Mishabura, but the Pasha Mishabura is basically being Makel. Why the Chorah, the case of desecration by Goy should be Motor, why is over here Lachma Machmer? Ibn Shaila Lachas, over here writes, Tzarking, Sastam, the Mishabura, why the world is being Machma, the Chorah, his Abon, the desecration by Goy is Motor. The way the Shemir Shabbos wants to answer, and the Pesach Shuvas, that if you look at him Kivego, the Svar of it to be Machmer is not inside the Sugar per se of Sekresha by Goy, but David study. Why is it mutter for a Goy to go tell a Goy to take a candle? Because he stole a candle with Tiltum Netzad. When someone does Tiltum Netzad by Ner, it's no problem. When does Neshul Shaiva, Neshul Shemin, can he still do Tiltum Netzad? No, the Shemin would go back and forth. When does it quickly? So he still cannot do Tiltum Netzad, not inside the Sugar Mukso. It's not a signal of Avara Kivoy. By default, Neva cannot be metalf in the Nair. It's like a Tetzah, the soul cannot be metalf in the Nair, it's Avara Kivoy, so he cannot be metalf in it. If you can't metalf in it, you don't have the head to tilt him outside, but Yisrael, go tell the guy to tilt him outside. Because Yisrael can't do that. Only Yisrael the head to, if Yisrael can do tilt him outside, the guy is tilt him outside. But here, Yisrael cannot do tilt him outside. Why? Because of Avara Kivoy. If so, or to now, the Goy cannot do Tiltum Atzad. The reason why, if you read the Mishavu and the Shartin slowly, the Machman not mitzah of Segresha, the Machman mitzah of Sugar, Tiltum Atzad not Shach in this case over here. But as a local Maisa, place can go with Segresha by Goy, Le Nichle, Silly is more to the case of Nichle, Machum Sark, the Maisa, the place can go with Silly on Michael. Sintal the Sugar of Tosebus Hanoch. That means we know the Ger Tagoy of Real Anochi is also, and Hanoch from Maisa of a of Anochil Maisel Osir, why is it not Osir, Xer Otamira? The gate of Sugar of Tosefos Hanoch, since Be'etzim Nahanoch Shaboy, you can get without the Tosefos, you can read the book without the extra candle being over here. Therefore, Ta'asim, it's how the Sugar of Xer Otamira, we're not Ta'asim. No Shash, go to Yisrael, go to Al-Goy, go put on an extra light. I can read it anyway. Therefore, since the entire Yisrael of Issa Manoz Otamira, here there's no Shash of Amira. That's why Tosefos Hanoch Maisel is Mutter. Now, once Tosefos Hanoch Maisel is Mutter, the Mechaber, let's say you have one candle lit, now you've done a second candle, the first candle goes out. Couldn't you have enough, not the second candle? So the Mechaber, the Maisel, he wants to answer. Taz the Maisel wants to be Fakbek, and the end of the day he wants to be Mekel, Makam Tzar Godel, where the Unik Shabbos is pluy, but on this nail over here, he wants to be Mekel, and our numerous place can bring it down that way. There's the Shabbos, the Behetiv, the Graz, and somehow from the Zalman, the Sharmberg, the Pites, they want to go this way. Maisa, Mechamish does not go that way. Matthew Yudah calls the Taz and disagrees. The Chamoish and Mordechai. The Bialocha says he was not Maitik, the word of the Taz, in the Mishnah Berurah. He said, Sochi and Gondol upon him, because right against it. Namely, Aloch Maisa does not go this way. Namely, the Shemir Shabbos, Orcha Shabbos does not go this way. So it's interesting, certain swam do want to go like a Taz, when Tzar Gondol, when Odik Shabbos depends upon it. But Maisa, Mishnah says not to, and that's what should be the Pashtis, once he is slumps it up, like the Shemir Shabbos, Orcha Shabbos, not to be Samech upon once the candle goes out. Now, if you think about it for a second, the whole entire reason why I'm matching to Tosefos Hanoch, because no chash there was in the mirror. Let's say there was in the mirror. You told the Goy to light a second candle. Can you have a nod now in the first candle? The only reason why I'm matching to Tosefos Hanoch because no mirror, but he did that mirror. He mamish did that mirror. Can I come over to ask the Tosefos Hanoch? My sister, El Rabba wants to tell you, yeah, because now you did that mirror. You did the fool over here. Read the Mishnah once, called the Chof, it's called Lamadal, he writes his no, sir. Chiddush over here, but it comes out, at the end of the day, True, you did something wrong with Amira, but the seventh son was not exempt after the Amira Shmuel. Difficult, we're not to the seventh son. No problem over here. Now, Shlomo Zalman wants to quantify when exactly we have this hedge when there is a case of Amira. We want to tell you that there are two cases you can say the idea of Amira. There's one case over here where he told the guy that he only wants a seventh son. That means right now, I have one candle, I want the seventh son. That's what I'm doing it for. In other cases, I want the seventh son and I want also know afterwards. Shlomo Zalman wants the Mechadish, the big tumult that the Mishnah and Simon Shinichov Zayin. Which one of them says that you get a guy to go polish your shoes on Shabbos, pee the Torah Yisrael, shash ish the rice, you cannot wear the shoes. You can't wear the shoes. Now, the chore wearing the shoes is the Ikir Shabbos, and having a polish of blackened is only to a seventh son. No. So, why in the world is the Mishnah asking you to wear the shoes on Shabbos? Different ways of answering it. The Shlomo Zalman wants to answer. He wants to tell you that since you told a guy to a seventh son, there's no heter we told him to do to a seventh son. A long time Mishmur is being makel, we told him not to do to a seventh son. Do also the case of anah afterwards, two things over here, then we're matching to a seventh son. Because you really want the candle afterwards, I'm going to do a seventh son. That's the Mishmur saying they're not going to ask the Amira. But one time when you tell him only to a seventh son, one side is it's over here. My son, Amira, can I have an argument? Those who argue, that's how Mishmur's album goes. There was a thing you said over here, the seventh son of my son is motor. After the first guy goes out, then the seventh son of the mice is also, because not seventh, it's a no by itself. That's by a guy. What about by a mummer? Come along, and a mummer sees that you have a light in the room, fine, you're eating Shabbos, or you're reading a book, and he comes in and puts on the light for you. The seventh son of the mice. Can you have enjoy the light that's here, the second light that came over here together with this light? Let's make it practical. On that side, the Cheshmal and Eretz Yisrael is also. Not getting involved in that sugi over here, because the only one should be chest, they don't sugi then. On that side of my says also. And you're in a place that's a chashmal and a chashmal. Let's make it very simple light. So, can I light a candle on my table? I can have the meal. People can have a meal, or a candle too, right? A candle in the meal. Now you have the chashmal from chashmal and a chashmal. Can I have enough light? Can I read the book? Can I enjoy it? Mabaya. To serve to know, by the case of a goy's mutter, is the woman the same sugi over here? Is that a very simple eitzah around the bayav of Chashmal and Eretz Yisrael?
How
is it? It's not the ikkar. I can read. I just said I have candles on the Shabbos meal. I can have a Shabbos meal.
But what came first?
I don't care what came first.
It doesn't make a difference.
Why does it make a difference?
Even though his
what?
Is
what?
It actually
goes
first.
So, can, no, we can't. But Mishnah Rabbeinu Manah said, if you have a wax, no problem, right? Our oil. Mishnah Rabbeinu Manah, wax candles. Well, it's a meal on Shabbos. It's a meal on Shabbos. Eating a meal on Shabbos. Very simple. That's the question. Is there a hetzer to seventh son by Yisrael? That means you learn shnei 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 ches and learn to go knas. Do you see any hetzer to by mumer? By mumer? That's mumer is Yisrael. A mumer is Yisrael, not about Gaiy. Mumer Yisrael. So like the Kilis Yaakov, Stifler, after the Beinu, Chalik Aleph, and Oryach went to serve place in Shabbos. He said, "What to go do with this Rashmal and Yisrael?" So he said, light a candle. Light a candle. For seven son, no. That means not knowing the chazanish also. That means he does a sugya, a tshuvat, chelik zayin, what's your matter? Tain fish, the chelik test, Yom Zilba, the chelik zayin. Yom Zilba says, the rabbinites of Yerushalayim, Rav Dushinsky, might say he was matter that way. Shonvik says, Rav Dushinsky, and he also wants to matter, you'll be only made a tshuva about it. The one taino, that just like by Mumur, just by a guy, you have to have seven no. Send me over here. I'm not really having enough in this. It's a test service. Not coming to your last over here.
It's only the light, though. It's not going to help for other Tashmishim.
Whatever you could have done before without the light, again, it will help.
No, I'm saying, what about the other electric appliances?
So they say in the house, put in the bathroom, put a candle there.
No, I'm saying, not light. The fridge, the air conditioner.
A battery fan.
So we'll get the air conditioner, maybe the service and also. A fridge, you have to know what that is also. Each case, you have to know each
level. It's older, it's older, good.
I'm quoting first those who say it's mutter. Again, we have a Snipler, Chaznish, Nine Fishim, Namazilber, that's Chibas Bal, Shreiberg. They're running, you'll be only very clear this mutter. Atzad Hashem, Yomoshe, Chibin, Archan, Chalik Dalit. He wants to tell that, like, Yomoshe, Obi, he wants to tell that, Yishu Chalik Harvey. The Gator Goy, why is it Isarno? Gzer Otamiro. Tell yourself, no, there's no Gzer Otamiro, because I'm not going to have any Amiro over here. The Gator Saw, why is it Osir? It's also Medina, Maisa Shabbos. By Goy, the pool of the Etzim is Mutter. If fine, we have a chok or a gzeiro. But he saw the pool is Issa of Gomer, and Maisa Shabbos on Shabbos, have an off man, Shabbos, I can't have an off man. What's the answer?
In Shabbos, it goes not to make him Shemanu.
No, that's not Kadeshi Yasu. The Iker, you said the Isser of Shabbos itself, Rashi Tosis, both of you is Otamiro. Kadeshi Yasu of Machlis Rashi Tosis. That's how people don't understand it. I'll be the Rashi. Asad Hashem, Dan Fisher and Rav Scheinberg and the Mazibo all caught a Moshe, so but then the day it's a Knas. And then the Knas, Meister, why Knas? I could have done it anyway. That means they went back and forth on this question, what's my Isser? And then there is the Knas, or no, the Knas coming two different avenues. One is Xero Otomiro, that's why I made a Knas, and one is my Shabbos made a Knas. Different places, but then there is the Knas over here. So my son, Moshe, Mishol, Mazalman, they both want to be Machmer. And Moshe Shabbos says, the fact that they quote Rav Dushinsky, they might say want to be Mekel, so he says he went over to the family, one of Hill Schlesinger, one of the Kraven of Zatzal, and they asked him the story that he used Chashval, he tells them to the candles, and I'll tell you what happened. Originally, when he was ahead of Yerushalayim, in the 1940s, he thought the Cheshmal next to was by Goyim, so he had a candle. Then he once went to pass by and saw it was done by Yidin. Oh, here you go, Yidin. He just stopped using the case of the candle. And therefore, they like quoting him, and he's a Rosh and Mekilim. Again, the Mishpacha says he only did it because he thought Cheshmal next to was done by only Goyim, not by Yidin. It's Machlokes. Numa Shuba is the Mice Wabi Mekel, the other Wabi Machmer. But again, someone argued a little bit south, the sheet is that maybe Cheshmal Yisrael is no Isser, one says you can call Nefesh, and other stories, one they want to get involved with, maybe it's Mutt over here. My is a big tumult to Sefzana might be a Heter, and when people are stuck, they might be stuck upon this concept, stuck meaning each one on their own situation, that they cannot get a generator, whenever they're stuck for whatever reason, there's a Mila, maybe to have a candle there, even the bathroom, would take you the signal of having enough of Maisa Shabbos. Now, together, to Sefzana said, well, what does that mean exactly? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Zayin means, says that even if you read the book Ayidei Edchak, I mean, what to define? It says, if you read the book Ayidei Edchak, now you read it so much easier, that's nichol again for a service and all. But Moshe Shubin says over, that's nichol together of able to do it by yourself. Now they're helping out, the Almais is Mutter, from Zalman, and the Lord for Shabbos, they say that's nichol together for a service and all. Now, let's say you have light coming in from outside, which during the day, light coming in. The Pashto says, when it says, you have a net, don't look ready, it's not Dafko. That's the Pashto. Shemesh Shabbos writes, clearly, Peskei Tshuvas. God might see those want to argue, but the Pashto is that once you can do it without them, the Sefer Zanon, the Seder to the Sefer Zanon, I could have done it without you. What you're doing is help making it easier. That Lemaise is Mutter. How much I can do without you? Even with Deich, Lemaise is Mutter over here. Now, the question is, if that's so, let's say now a Goy puts on the Mazgan. On the side of putting on maskan is also. The guy cannot, there's no heter for it. Is that nichol together to a seven sano? Why? I have atmosphere. Why? A better atmosphere to a seven sano over here. More gishmak over here. Is that to a seven sano? I can sit in the room. I can sit in the more gishmak room. I can read a book. Easier to read the book. Is that nichol together to a seven sano? So the shorant through Malachi wants a title. Maestro. I couldn't learn beforehand. I couldn't learn that well, couldn't daven that well, and now it's gishmak, you learn well, but that's called the service, no. More gishmak. Why is that not the same idea? I couldn't have, it's hard to read the book, or easy to read the book. It's harder to learn, it's easy not to look at the air conditioner. Let's get into the service, no. But Moshe Tshuva says, Poshu borrow it also, not the service, no. He says, for example, you have food that's raw when you cook it. You could have ate it raw, but now that's cooked. The service, no. That's his example. He wants time that we could get to Loch and Sepay, I call Chil Itzla Akur. I could have been, but I've come on to a Chil Shem Esakono. Why? Just say it's the seventh and no, I could have really room with the Kodan. That's more Gishmak, it's more heat over here. You see, somehow there's not Nichol get to the seventh and no. So he seems to understand that there's different things over here. But then not to read the book. Fine, I can read the book, it's easy to read the book, but the reading the book is my Tachlis. My Tachlis is to have cooked food, I can't get cooked food without having cooked. That's not no, the cooking point. What's the no? The heat, the no. The Gishmaka ear is the no. It's not a David study to get me what I want to read the book. With David study, it's called the Samson no to get what I want. But when the no is the cooked food, that no is the Guba Dover, that's not called the Samson no, that's having enough of the Guba Dover. Then the Maisi wants to answer it. From Zam, the Kodashani, no one can this little together. Oh, yeah, he's talking about, yeah. No, believe it. Your derech halagil is from Zion Ice Base. We'll get to know how far Moshe takes this idea. Rav Shabbos, now they do say, but let's say the Mezgan is on, and now you want to raise it, the temperature even better, the great raise the temperature. It is comfortable in the room, but more geshmak now in the room. That kolm on the Archer Shabbos and Melacha Menayach, they want Taina, that's nothing to get of what? No, that's geshmak, but more geshmak. That's the seventh son. You can argue the point. That's the seventh son. I mean, if it's not good, you won't put on the air conditioner, it's hot. That's not the seventh son. Masha Enkin, in the case over here where you're raising it already is well, but you want to make it even better, that's the seventh son.
And how is it in the room?
Just it depends. Yeah. Is it considered that I have it? Sometimes when you have no, what's hot in the room, it's you're getting now hanok. I think people understand something is better, something is different. Cooked food is different than raw food. That's different. Having heat in the house, no heat in the house, is a different house. And the house is not different, it's different. Making it more comfortable is not different, it's more. I think there's a shit. Now, where did you draw the line? My father will tell you. Well, otherwise, I think there's a clear of the Yesh L'Chalik. That means the same thing to add in heat, and Islam is the Orchid Shabbat. That's the sense of no.
And it's sort of good.
No, that's a different thing. You Shem Yahweh, because I have one water from one to somebody else. No, what different water? Okay. No, maybe we'll get to it. Maybe. I mean, it's the Orchid Shabbat. Even on Tzif Hei, he says, my service, if it's warm in the room and heat in the room, that's the service of no. It cannot be. Usually it's cold in the room. Now the question is always how far do they go take it. For example, let's say you have a beggar that you can wear. But my service, there's dirt all over it. Come on, we're going to the Maisa, cleans it for you. Is that the getter of the service of no or the case of no? So, the Orcha Shabbat and Taina, a clean beggar is different than a dirty beggar. Two different things over here. Two different things. Yishlod, maybe. Two things, that's not the same thing. Maisim Shlomo Zalman says, the get of a beggar, he wants to ask for a different reason. He says, no, it's difficult to have service at all. But the problem, he says, when you have a beggar that's dirty and you clean it, certain people, they'll wear it dirty. Most people will not wear it dirty. The person, people will not wear it dirty about it, now it's taken over here. So for them, still it's not to have service at all, it's definitely get of a no. So what now, for him, be also him, be mutter? Most people, that's like plugging one time. You can't start saying to certain people yes, certain people no. You can't start giving a dorm. So I'll bring you right up the case of the Merchatz. The Merchatz case of the service or no. I can wash in cold water. So now I'm washing hot water. Shukunar is saying it's not the case. I'm saying it's not the service or no. Why is it? Because most people won't use cold water. You can use cold water with Shas and Chak. You might do that. No, because most people won't. You might be, yeah, lay plug, not with Chalak. You can no can use, even though you go to cold mikvah, there's no have to be using a hot mikvah much Shabbos that go heat it up. Same thing again, the beggar, you want to find a low plug. Now, it's an interesting question. I look at the beggar, they go clean it, the service or not. See, my colleagues from Zalman and or for Shabbos, they want to ask for two different reasons. Another interesting case to get involved with, maybe why to matter a beggar, same thing, why washing a floor. Is washing a floor by going on the Tannis Osir, whatever, for whatever reason, is that the service or no when the floor is clean, or is that on itself? But for Shabbos on Taina, that washing the floor is nichol get of ano itself. We're going to the Be'istri Kinaim and off on the floor. The Rav Karp, and Rav Simba Bonham, he's discussing about a living maid washing the floor. He said, you can have ano on the floor. What's the problem? To service ano? Or you can say even more, it's ano shlili. Ano shlili, mice is wanted by case of a guy. Can you walk on the floor? Vada can walk on the floor. But for Shabbos on Taina, that's a different floor. Different floor? That's the same floor. Just, you're enjoying it better, that's cleaner over here.
What is what has to go to the room?
Can't go in the room.
In what time can you use it for?
Can I walk on the floor?
Yeah. 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 That's right. That's seven stars. Yeah, don't walk in it. Can you use it? If he asks me, you know, if Karp is quoting, Karp likes quoting certain savior, you mean to offer Shabbos, then my son is not going to get it. What means to seven or no? I think the woman understands to seven or no. There are different cases again about with the seven or no with itself. Cutting a map up to go use a table on Shabbos, the guy did it. Is that the seven or no that? Or if a Shabbos is called it, the seventh or no, I can't use the map on Shabbos. Or Yitzchak ben Chasi, what do you mean? That's cool. The seventh or no? That's not called a no itself. Right, you can start clearing the cases. Where do you draw the line of here? Where's a different object? Where's the same object with a surface to it? Yeah. Yeah. They discuss it also. Or if a Shabbos brings out one of his rayas, some of them held it was not a raya. Any problem? Yeah. Now, Sifah is a locha kol chilim itzlakor. That means we're putting together really two sugyas of Mila Dachrim, the sugya of chilim on Shabbos. That means one chilim for 6 weeks, now Mila Dachrim, now two sugyas together. That means negate a case of a chilim on Shabbos, the five levels, Kroch Nefesh, Shkon Sever, Chilim Shrik Vesakona, Mixes Chilim, and Mech Shvavo, five levels. The level discussing over here is a chilim Shein Vesakona. That means what is a chilim Shein Vesakona? By now, I hope everyone knows. Either, as Mechaber will bring down, number one is the whole entire body is weak. Number two, over here, when he needs bed rest. Number three, the sugar of your lettuce. Number four, a case of a cotton. And this is the fifth case you've only got to. I call it Chilim Itzlakor. Those are five ways to have to find or the ghetto of a Chilish Eimei Sakana. In Chilish Eimei Sakana, what's a local? So the Gemara is very clear in Kuvav Tess that a Goy can do a Blocha de Raiso. And we Paskin Yisrael can do a Blocha de Rabbanim Bishinoi. And we can't even a derais machinery. But God can do a blocha deraisa. Therefore, the Gerta Asugyo, a person that called Chilim Itzlakur, is a girl of Chilish Eimei Sakana, tell a guy to go put on a Madura, go put on a Tanner, go light a candle, anything to make heat over here, the mice is mutter, a guy can do a blocha deraisa, but a case of Chilish Eimei Sakana. Now, the case of the Mechaber is he's allowed to have enough from it, which Moses is allowed to have, even let's say, beferish the Mirish Shabbai, tell a guy to put on the heat. Void is of a hot Mr. Brewer's point out certain Yisoyis of the Mechaber is the word Amira. That means, I don't know what Shulchan Aruch you have, certain Shulchan Aruchs have the word Amira. That means, if there's no heat in the house, go tell Goy, Pam Molly, put on the heat inside the house. Now, it speaks out to a Moshe Shuva, or Chaim Kelegimel. Let's say the atmosphere outside is fine, but in the house is freezing because you put on the air conditioner. So that's the same thing. That's a Kol Chil Itzlakor. You do not need Yidavka outside, meaning where you are. A pashtus, that's not in the category of chayla, it's a lakor, and they can get a guy to turn off the air conditioner. No, not a cotton, it's the rice of getting your own cotton. Which was the Mishalam Adal Lashayat Sayyid says, tell your cotton to a block of for you, and that's your father's, it's the rice. Getting another cotton is only to do a bottom, so fine, only fast 40 days.
He meant a very young cotton.
No, he did not mean that. However, there is a Mishavu in some Rish Nunhei that says, even though I call it Chilim Itzlakor, but Avada, don't set it up that way. That means don't. I know I'm Shabbos, be very cold. So I know that we have grain around. I'll tell the grain Shabbos put on the heat. Meaning before Shabbos put on the heat, don't set it up the way. It's only when it happens that way, then we go do it. Now, what is the Gedder over here? Very clearly, the Machab with the two things. Something called Kor Gadol, very, very cold. That's one of my case of even a Gadol. And something that's less than that. That's one of the case of a cotton. So, what defines Kor Gadol? Said the Aruch HaShulchan, who lived in Russia. He says, in Tevis and Shvat in Russia, that's only Kor Gadol. Otherwise, to give a get is not that clear, not everyone's shopping. Okay, so let's be practical in Aristotle. In Aristotle, do we have a case of Kor Gadol? So, Rashi says, the estimate of Kopshas, Tainus, and Aristotle, is no such thing as Kor Gadol. Thank you, sir. No Kor Gadol. I said, Hashani, I'm not Shiklein. And there was Ephraim, Choshani, and Shomach says, yeah, Nexel does have a core gadol. So what's a core gadol? What does that mean? So the Rebbe of Tzion says over, he says when things freeze, turn into ice. The Rebbe of Bazil Orbach says when it's snowing outside, Shai Dabliski says when it's Efes. 32 Fahrenheit, 0 Celsius. All three really the same thing. That means the water turns to ice or the snow at 32 Fahrenheit, which is 0 Celsius. They're all saying, what's the definition of core gadol? Let's keep it Celsius, keep it or Fahrenheit. 32 Fahrenheit, 0 Celsius, I'll say over both. That's a get of core guddle for a guddle. Now, if that's so, my father's making me give me a face over here, because I remember when I was a kid, that Lamaisa, when I came in the house, that somehow the boiler was off, not told the switch, it was 50 degrees Fahrenheit. That means the case over there, that was 10 Celsius. We go tell the guy to go put on the heat. I had Maisa Rav all the time in my house. So how in the world my father... So Teresa, very simple. My father has children. Since I know, I'm one of them. So since he has children, the luck in the gate of kid is less cold.
Act like children.
Some parents that way also. Well, this close. As once in the car with him, he saw Reisman. Actually, my everyone knows where he is. He's obviously 1,000 people. So he was telling me with my father in the car that my father makes him nervous. Makes nervous. Your father acts like a teenager. He loves to learn. He has a He's a geschmackai for learning. You don't see that anywhere. He's a teenager, your father. He's about a geschmackai for learning. Yeah. Geschmack. So.
So
the Torah says, why? Right? So when you have children around, you can be even nachas. I mean, I'm giving a get of a core gadol. The bayah, they point out, the moinam is lax, even when it's not just katana. I mean, as far as I point out, and I'm trying to defend the limus chos. That means, again, when it's a katana around, it's very simple. Even a little bit, not that cold, the mice is water. When the only gedolim, it's not that simple. Again, it seems to be what gedolim does. When the house is 50 Fahrenheit, they'll tell the good to put on the heat. I mean, 10 Celsius, they'll tell the good to put on the heat. Not that simple as the heter. Mice in the Mishmur says, why do you let them go do it? He says, what did you show you about the Zidim? Mishmur points out this problem. He's saying, the gedolim mice does it even when it's not that, not a poor gedol, even for gedolim, the mice in the Mekel. Now the Torah Shabbos trying some lamets chus. What time today? We're very weak. We're more sensitive, not just in this, but in the case of heat. Also, we're more sensitive, more weak this man is there. The Ishla Avram, the Bechasha, he tries to say a lamets chus in the oilam. Says really when they're putting on the heat, and even though the kids say they don't really care for it, the kids say they're fine. Yes, usually the kids say they're fine. And the parents want to put on the heat. He says the reason why we're not sensitive about the kids, they say they're fine. He says he's certain kids. And they don't really know what's good for them. They don't really sense things. He says, let's analyze it. You can have like an animal, a balchai, one day old. He knows not to go inside a fire. A cat will not go inside a fire. I have my 1-year-old, put his hand in a fire. Like, how dumb are you? Don't put your hand in a fire. A cat 1 day old knows right away not to go do it. Now, a cat will not fall off a bed. My kid's 1-year-old. What are you falling off a bed for? You want to get the point over here. He says, why? He says, Ishla Avram over here points out. He says, why? Because the Yetzirah gives it over to a person. It gives over this confused matzav and not understanding where exactly they're holding. So he said, therefore, when a kid says, you know, they're 5 years old, 10 years old, oh, we're fine. The cold, the bother is no problem. They get sick in a couple of days and have no idea what's good for them. And therefore, the gedolim, that's what we're putting on heat when the kids are around. That's what they're really doing for the kids because they know what's better for the kids. Now, parents sometimes, parents usually know what's better for the kids or not. Fine. We're trying to defend with the limits of when you have kids. If you don't have kids, you should know what exactly that is. Now, that is the Ishla Avram. Old people also can be more sensitive. They could be had to get over Tanim, mask him. 100%. You bring down, maybe it's a Kanim are different. And also, when you look at the Sugim Chelish Ein Besakono, we are head to Tanim, the being that are Samech wants Tanim, maybe the Kanim also the head to Tanim. In general, as a Chelish Ein Besakono. And the Cheshavah says, it depends. The difference in Canaan, some people who can be 90 who act like 50, and some people who are 50 can act like 90. It really depends on the massive situation. It's not that simple. I don't think I put myself at that age over here. Fine.
I thought
it was telling
me
on the degree of
tsar.
Yeah,
which means.
It sounds like the major
person. So we'll get to that. Well, they start with get of tsar, but then it's given over. They don't like giving over to the moin am. I mean, you know, the archashuk is really bothered here. You can't, certain the locks is what, I define what my tsar is. What, 2 people sitting in the same room, him, yeah, him, no. No, because I'm more sensitive, I care more. My father right now, he's cold right now. He wants a cold shut off the air conditioner. Right now, I can put on the heat, my father's job is. It's hard to believe that. The Makar, we'll get to that, where we're saying this argument. It's a great argument, we'll get to that. Next step, maybe. Next love. This question, what is the side of the het over here? Is it a het of tsar or het of chayli? Great question. What's the geya? The sugya, do you say, if I care, do you say, I call chil itzel acham? That means, by the case, when it's very cold outside, we have an option to put on a coat. But by the case of when it's cham outside, and it's schmaltzing over here, do you have a het of call chil itzel acham and go tell the guy to put on the air conditioner? Do we have this het? So the Makim are coming from different avenues. Number one, they want Taino. Madach a case over here where you can put on a coat. Chazal not machayv to go do that. You can put on the heat. You can put on a coat and sit there. Case where it's chav. We need no way to get rid of the cham over here. Put on the air conditioner. Maybe a bother. Definitely get a shemim mutter. But in the Makar of the base station, we started off saying it. He said, Nichle get a tzar gadol. Because Makar, he started with a secret tzar gadol. Case of Shuav. So maybe they said to the head of the secret tzar, not chaylo. Number three, let's speak out. What is the sugya of chaylo? Even if it is chaylo. We say, well, again, you can't move in a bed rest. So the stomach, he speaks out. When it's very hot outside, in my case, it's very hot. We'll get to what defines hot. But the case is very hot outside. I can't move. I can't do it. I can't learn. I can't come back. I can't. I just don't feel. What is that? You see a guy sick being more active than the guy who mamash uses their head outside. The mamash, I can't. It's so hot. It's 100 degrees outside, 100 degrees. It's my head outside. What are we going to do over here? So maybe it's nechal to get a chil over here. Void is the tasting soup with aflamin, being down the medrash. His words are, the shrav ayun kosher yosim at tzino. Force medrash that the heat, when it gets very hot, and worse in the case of tzino. Therefore, they point out that you have a bunch of five different reasons over here. And if you want, for example, if you want, in New York, it gets very cold. People, okay, you know, you find it cold, your mom is very cold. People have been from New York. However, you go to somewhere in Florida, I've been there, it's mind-boggling in the heat. You go outside in the heat. It's I'm not about Nevada in the desert. I'm about this in Florida. Like, to be in the summer, I just don't understand. You run from your house to your car, to your air-conditioned house, to your air-conditioned car. And you went back inside the house. To be there outside for a couple of minutes, it just knocks you out. It drains you. You're dripping. So what? So in New York, you know, just bung yourself up. And I see it. You can deal with it. You can handle it. I think the summer, if you had a choice to live in the summer in Florida or winter in New York, which one do you choose? I'm not sure about that. I've been to summer Florida. I won't do that. I say winter in New York. I do. What? Okay, I say Chicago. Chicago is from Atlanta. Kansas? It just seems to me, so therefore, the mice that doesn't want to know, the late time, a lot of you ready to shoot about what time it's very hot, you better. A cold chilim, it's lo chalm. The Messina has a shoot about the chilim, but wants to mat it. Show it to Malocho, Nashik Kloin, or Stromak said, they'll get a tire puddle, or Nevin Sal, they won't matter it. No problem, put on the ignition by case of the gun. At Sala Sheni, when it's very hot. At Sala Sheni,
they also put
them on the Dereisa. Even on the side that air conditioners are also to be put on by guy by it's Nichol and Gedda of Dereisa, it's still being matter.
What type
of
air conditioner
Mechaim Falazi have? No, he's still, what case is he referring to? I'm not sure. That's the Seichel way it says. I'm not sure, but it's the Seichel way. Maybe it's saying getting ice on the earth, this area, breaking it off, maybe. At Sala Sheni, they point out the Hetu is for a Chilo, not Tsar. The reason why I can't move is not because you can't move, it's just you're lazy. Lazy is not a chayla. It might be a chayla, but not a real chayla. And truly, it's not all this to give tzar, but the tzar has to be a case of a chayla. And we have a term for chayla. The rest will be done by case of a guy. This is not a chayla. You're not sick. You're just not, you don't want to move, you don't interest to move, but you're not sick over here. Therefore, tell us, Shani, lazy soul being done, so you said, what's the answer? By Yeshua, Chaim Kinevsky, Chodeshoni of Azafraim, Chodesh Hashem among the Sforim, the Avehetta, Kol Chelim, Itzlakor. Building upon this Yisrael Shemoy, let's take now air conditioners, per se. On air conditioners, when it's very hot outside, most of the mice are Mekel. Chalkas Yaakov, when you're in Shuvo, you want to Taino, Mitzal Suga, how can that be an air conditioner, Chaim Shabbos, Matal Erik Shabbos, Min Chesitchok, Dev the Bedas, Dev the Tzino, Shom Tzom Balochov, Nasher Klein, Debi Oimer, the Shmir Shabbat Chosoyim, Shai Debolitsky, Rob Kopshitz, Rav Strobach, Rav Brazil Orbach, the Shmir Shabbos, most of the mice are matter. Now they come and get for a bunch of avenues, what the matter over here. Number one, a Kochel Mitzvah Achon, not for the make over here, the Chel over here. Number two, we said maybe they will get to Seves Ano. To Seves Ano? Maybe.
It's a Machoikis. It's not much with the Evid.
What?
To
be near the Yerushalayim. We get to
that
will
be matter if
you turn it off. No, after Shabbos, no. So why after meal be also? So we do Yerushalayim Dechtziv will be mortar.
The meal itself will be
used. So again, there are two things here. There's the Yerushalayim and the Noshabayim. After Yerushalayim, Lapos can get around with the Yerushalayim Dechtziv which get to Bereshem next week. That means how to get a Noshalili, how to get a going to shut off the light, do Yerushalayim Dechtziv. So if Samson will be the same thing, Yemish Lindak TV. I mean, some people tell Guy, it's hot. You don't understand, put on the air conditioner. If you want to go up to Samson, no. But again, I call him Lindak Kor, call him to say straight out. Samson, no, without saying it straight out. But the third thing, what is it? It's the Chashmal. I mean, to be clear, we pass in the Chashmal as the Chashash to Reisot. Any soul can not put on Chashmal, but in the Makapaj is the Chashash to Reisot. How would they get to Mil Menachri? The question is, since the Chanish calls it Dereiso, numerous places can say it's only Dinder Abono. Basis Chabifon called the Sugam Nailit, Archashukh, only Dinder Abono over here. Therefore, since the Shal Drabbanon or Duraisa may be negated, Mila Nochri give a get of Drabbanon. Why? Either we have two Makosh give a get of Drabbanon. One where the Sharatin Simish Nuchafei is the Kotni Gimel. It brings down a Machlokes. The get is if we have a Shus Rabbis Man Zed, we have 600,000. Says the Mishabura, since it's a Machlokes among that Choyin and what the Loch is, the get Mila Nochri give a get of Drabbanon. Also, before that way, the Mishabura and Simish Nuches, the Kotni Kufnun Dalit, we're talking about the Orcha Shabbos. But the Loch is something with Suffolk, the get to Shishim Riboy, we give a get of Drabbanon, and Mila Nochri the Mice's Mutakul Shwush to Shwush, Mokum, and Shabbos. Hefted, Tsar, Mitzvah, Mutter, Aleph. A second call of Maisa to be Materit, and we also mentioned last Chaburo, is that the gate to the Bala Itter, the Bala Itter is going to matter their ices. The Ista Bala Itter can put on the air conditioner when the person is very hot, when the Shabbat, Mokum, Mitzvah, Maisa, and Mutter. We did not go like the Bala Itter. But we already spoke after the Kovner Rav. We're down with the Sharet scene in Chelik Vav says, to build a Sukkah, do a case of a guy on Sukkah, La Maisa, and Mutter, inside the Sukkah, Srek, Srek, number one, maybe have a Baal Itter matting their ices. Number two, even though it may be still up on the building of Sukkah, I'll tell you, she don't bind on the onto his motor. And then we can face a Shvush to Shvush, Chir by Chashmal also. If it's their ice, Baal Itter. And maybe it's still up on over here, we have a case of Shvush to Shvush. So you have two Makars over here, why to matter Chashmal, by telling going straight out to put on the air conditioner. And if a most from tell, right, tell a guy to put on the air conditioner when it's very hot inside your house, the mice is motor. Straight out. Why is this word the Mila Nochri by Chashmal, the Maisets Motor? Now I'm talking about Chashmal as an air conditioner that's not incandescent light bulb. Not a case of derived over here. That means not the halogen over here. LED light would be the same thing. That means my father's son in law, his all his lights in his house blue. The question was, could you go tell Goy to put on the lights? I'm not Chiyuvi over here. So I asked him what all his lights are. All the lights are LED. So the same Cheshbin. You can go put on. I told me he has a hot plate we can put on also. Except Mitzvah the Goy is in the Miskavim with a Psik ratio. So even though he's putting on now a hot plate over here, my Psik ratio by Goy is Mutter. And putting on the circuit breaker, the big tumult, but most people say, Nichli get a Psik ratio. You tell the guy, I need the lights. He thinks he's only doing the lights. I, you know it's a hot plate. So what? Same as the Psik ratio. Another Rose says, Chashmal the Reisa, heck, go do it. Van this also. The Rose said, he can't go do it. In my case of my father's son-in-law, my brother-in-law over here. My son told him, yes, me and I have a list of Paiskim. I went over to this Rav and said, but Minchas Yitzchak. And he said, my son, the Minchas Yitzchak could also make a mistake. So I said, fine, I'm with the Minchas Yitzchak over here. What can I go do? But next year, I went to the Rav, I said, the Minchas Yitzchak, he said, he can also make, the Mamash is the words, he can also make a mistake.
You
have no light, it's house blue. You have no light for fire in that meal. That's about Itter's case. That about Itter's case by Shabbat. That's about Itter's case. That's about Shabbat's case, right? About Itter. Lights.
It's only
close to
the moon.
He
has probably Shabbat's.
No, I should take it to Shabbat's. What? Well, no, again. The light, you just put on the circuit breaker.
He has also Shabbat's candles.
Oh, so actually, where they lit, actually, it was probably, if my bubble is actually on the side over there. But then you want to, I don't know if you have it. You would have that. The lights is on the side. No, the main had to be yes, we have been trying to Chashmal. They're coming from Chashmal for a great cold drop on.
But what's
the reason to do it? You do it? No, you need to be. There was, if I remember, a bunch of guests, there's a long table, the candle drop on the side. The whole house, the bathroom. There's no light in the bathroom. There's no candles, they have shots.
That was the basic thing. There's no Chashmal
is. For Goy will say, okay, we about the Chashmal Dereisa, not 100% Yisrael. Yeah, I went to this Rav and I told him, you know, about the Chum, and he says, what world do you grow up in? And I said, it's Medina, you know. And I said, I asked him, what world you come from? About this, you grew up, it's only the Chum and Balma. And he says, you're wrong.
What about Remez Blitzi, boy, to be able to give him a taste of the Tesepasano?
Not to give him the bathroom, will be the Tesepasano. I can use the bathroom then. The Maisa, but, sorry. Now, the Maisa negated air conditioner per se. I said, this much the Maisa Mangle. The Maisa, Moshe, the truth when he asks it, air conditioners. Once I ask the air conditioner, I can't get it. Or the Tzion, or the Yashiv, or for Shabbos, the Maisa, they want to ask for it. They want to take a small because they're ISO. But again, most of them see the taste, they would commit tzar to tell Goy to put on the air conditioner. Even on the tzad, those who ask the air conditioners, all those who will answer it. I'll be clear, the service from will answer, or for Shabbos who writes, you cannot tell Goy to put on the air conditioner when it's very hot. But let's say a case over here, when it's a tzar chrapin, that means it blows in the shul. It's a kippin, schmaltzing over here, Then the Chushabas, I spoke to him, he said, no, maybe you have had a Tzarek Rabim. Do you have had a Tzarek Rabim? Even though those are being Machmer. So when Moshe Tshuva, when he comes along before to ask him for the Tzibur, for the Yochid, he says over here, by the case of a the Tzibur, said, no, Chushash Chayli, one of the Heter, but my Tzarek Rabim, who would I have? I have the Mishnah Ruah by the case of the Baal Iter that says, the Mishnah Ruah, Tzarek Rabim, Maisi can't be Mekel. So he quotes the Baal Iter, he's Semich upon it, for the shul, for the races over here, for the Baal Iter. But he goes on further, maybe electricity drop on it. He's not sure. He's not writing the shiva. What's the electricity? Therefore, he said, for the rabbin, for yeshiva, for shul, Maisi wants to be Michael. I'm sad as Shani, he'll be Ashav and Shuvah, because Shuvah is Chel Gal, Simon Lama Beis. He says, there's a certain area in the Negev, he said it was Shmalsi. And he says, this yeshiva over here, that if you don't put on the Ikhisha on Shabbos, then the words are, more than 50% of the people will not be learning. They won't, they can't. You can't still learn in the basement shul here. And the question was, can you go put on the Ikhdishr? He said, I'll be Cheshbin. You have the Baal Iter, you have the Tzarek Rabim over here, you have the Heshav Moshe, nice and to minigrate, to be Mekel, I'll be Cheshbin, the Maisi, you're right. However, this is where Moshe and Shuvah, and our Chayim, Michalik, Alas, and Mekukhov, Beis, we're still learning Hilchot Shabbos, we still learn Shuvah Barichas. He has 10 and a half from discussing why a person can open up a tuna can on Shabbos, why he can open up a bag of sugar on Shabbos, why the Maisi has water. At the end of the day, he says, the Maisi, Ein Lahatr. Ein Lahatr. Why? He says, because today we're not Bnei Torah, Bnei Bascher, the Muslim Misrach, and therefore even things that are mutter medinoi, that means the Gemara is matter to rip a rope, to cut a string is mutter. Moshe came along and asked him what the Gemara is matter. Not getting about to the fish cans, machlikis, or like, Gemara is matter, Moshe says, Maisa in lahat, what the Gemara is matter. Why? Because the people don't know, don't understand. Not just women and children are not Bnei Torah. Even men are not Bnei Torah. Ramosha, okay? So even them, and therefore he wants to ask the opening the Medina is motor. Therefore, the Yashiv says that putting on an air conditioner lead to people not understanding things over here, the Lam Tesla Blochas. Therefore, he blames the Moshe and says you cannot put on the air conditioner. And Moshe Truman says you can't put on the air conditioner. But he comes on and he says, the Moshe says you cannot put on the air conditioner. And therefore, the Arnus Talmidim says will not put on the air conditioner, not in Shul. Not in the base measures, not in the base necessities, a lot of people will not learn, and then by him to Tilo. The Maisa, the Yashim himself agrees, Api Cheshbin Shabbai, he says, but we have a Baal Itta, Mata, even the Rises. He writes, he agrees, Cheshbin Shabbai, Tzarech Rabim, and the Baal Itta should be mutter. But Maisa, we don't do that way. Maisa, as far as I know, the Tiba that we have over here, the Iker again, the Yerushimayim, what we machmer on, a lot of people not always Kedai. It's not worth it. Sometimes you machmen eating Shabbos, a mitzvah Shabbos, they come to the ashes for carrot. You machmen all the way around, you have Siyat Shemayo. But my the Tzibubia seems to go like with Chesitz Chok. He did not make a mistake because Shemir Shabbos. My say he went this way, so from the bottom, they seem to understand. He could go tell the guy to put on the air conditioner for the Rabbin, and even the case of a Yochid. However, the case over here, only when it's very hot. I keep saying very hot. If it's just, it's not comfortable, but it's okay and it's fine, then you should let the heart baby have a heter. So, Meister, what defines a smorgish schmack? I don't think you ever had a smorgish schmack. That's not ever had a schmorgish schmack. No. If it's fine, the time that's fine, you want it better. That means numerous times over here in the base manager, we're fine. You want it better. That I understand. In the week, no problem. But on Shabbos, before you will not have this heter. You have the heter when it's very, very hot. Schmalzing. I'm assuming when it's schmalzing, they can't wait to end the meal. They could start clearing. If it's very hot in the house, they'll end the meal quickly. You want the base medrash because that's where the air conditioner is. So maybe you have no heter to go on the air conditioner in the house. It takes you away from the base medrash. Right? It's not clear. Where it is exactly. Maybe each one onto their own. But Maisa, the heter is dafkun is very hot. What defines very hot? That's also a great question. Only can be a great level over here. But Maisa, the heter is dafkun for only when it's very hot over here. My medrash tomorrow, Rabbi Shapiro is giving the chumashiyah will not be here. Nashkofish here, whatever he wants to call it, up to him, it's whatever he wants to call it. And we shall continue on Simon Shinzai.